What's going on, everybody? It's your girl, Lady J.
And your girl, Love Love.
And we are here with the Mind His Business show. Mm-hmm. I hope your weekend was great. Here we are near the end of it. And we're about to be into the beginning of a new work week already. It seems like it just goes faster and faster every week.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It just seems like, where did the weekend go? I'm just trying to figure it out.
All right.
There we go. I got all my sound going, even though my camera got knocked out. But I am ready to do my thing.
Look at the camera.
No, the camera's not right.
Okay, get it right so I
can... I'm trying to get it right. Okay. That, man, you made it worse now.
I know. That's why I'm trying to fix it.
Oh, man.
Jesus.
I still love you, though. I still love you, though.
For you.
Oh, you, yes, can't, you can't sing your way out of that one.
Yes, I'm trying to sing my way out.
You can't sing your way out. Okay, so it's not going to happen.
Okay, can you, is it clear now?
Well, it looks like it. Okay. We a little low, but that's okay.
We low?
Yeah, we're a little low on the, see, this is the camera right here.
Oh, so I need to bring it down?
I got it.
So I need to bring it down?
Oh, there we go.
Just show her belly.
All right. Okay. I know. Hey, listen. I don't have a six pack. I got a keg. I don't have a six pack.
What am I, chopped liver? I'm not even going to say.
Yeah, but it's, well, the weight is coming down on me. Thank
you.
God.
Know, we watched the old...
It's coming down.
We watched the old Janet Jackson video. Even Janet Jackson don't got a six pack no more like that. Man, she has so many abs on there. I said, is that actually six? I was trying to count to see if she had more than six abs on there, but so many abs. I said, go ahead, Janet Jackson. I ain't even mad at you.
Wonder how many meals she missed for that.
Oh, my gosh. Uh-oh. Man, it was amazing.
I'm sorry about that. We're here, y'all.
Man, here. Well, listen, we got a lot to chop up this week.
Yep.
Of course, a lot of things happened last week. And I don't want to spend too much time on last week because we in the new week. But there were so many things that happened last week that I'm going to kind of try to tie them all together into a theme, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got a little theme that I want to talk about. And the theme is that the tsunami is coming. The tsunami is coming. So if you know anything about tsunamis, I'm going to just spend just a second talking about tsunamis so I can set up the stage. I see people say, oh, somebody says sing. They was like, sing. I'm surprised they didn't say sang. You know,
I was singing my way out of trouble. You have to understand, okay?
There's a difference between singing and singing.
Yeah, if I'm in trouble, I sang my way out of trouble.
Now, listen, I know how to stay in my lane. Y'all know I'm a rapper. I don't sing. I don't sing. You might say that I sung something, but no.
When I'm in trouble for somebody, I was singing like the gospel way.
Listen, I sing like Janet Jackson. Because you know when Janet Jackson used to sing back in the day, it used to be...
Now you know she get on that comment on Instagram, you in trouble.
Listen, I love me some Janet Jackson. When she came here in concert... I was there, okay?
Woo.
I came up with Janet Jackson all the way back from Control, and then she went into the 5, 4, 3, 2. Look, I can't even make my fingers do it.
You know what?
5, 4, 3.
Well,
two.
You know,
dang,
she,
my fingers ain't one.
Wait, she may not be the best singer, but she has an engine behind her that is really got to make anybody.
That woman can entertain her butt off.
Even the background singers had to get down with like she did. She went like this, they had to get down there too. I was like, oh, poor people.
Man, we was watching that old Control video, and I don't know what was up with the big old long trench coats. I was like, man, y'all doing a live show? You telling me? You can't tell me they wasn't sweating.
That was back then.
Woo-wee.
That was back then. But I'll tell you, though, you know who else is a very good, an excellent performer?
Who's an excellent performer?
Big Will, keep on running. Tina.
Oh, of course.
Listen, no. Them background singers, people don't, these background singers don't know nothing about that.
Nah, you're
them
right about that.
Them people was like all in sync. They were getting down just like the lead singer was. They really, really do it, okay? They really do it.
Well, listen, Tina Turner was talking about rolling down the river. I'm going to be talking about the tsunami that's coming to hit everybody.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Let's get on it. Let's get to it. Let's get in the word.
Listen, if you know anything about tsunamis, tsunamis have some very interesting characteristics, okay? When a tsunami, usually what creates a tsunami is an earthquake or some other major event. So let's say an earthquake happens in the ocean, or the tectonic plates of the earth, they move. Mm-hmm. And then there is a shock event that happens. Okay.
But you must explain, though, you don't know when it's coming.
Well, I'm getting there. Right. Look, I'm telling the story the long way.
Go ahead.
Don't be trying to tell me to tell the story the short way.
Let the Lord use you now.
Okay. So there's an event. Something happens. And when that thing happens, the people that are on land don't immediately notice it. They may know that an earthquake happened because the USGS, which is the society that keeps track of earthquakes, mm-hmm. they monitor the earth for vibrations, and then mm-hmm. they notice if there's an anomaly. And then they say, oh, that was a quake.
They call it seismic activity.
Yes, seismic activity.
Right.
And when they notice this seismic activity, they register it on a scale, which is why when somebody says, oh, it was a 6.2 earthquake or a 7.1 earthquake, you've mm-hmm. heard that. They have a scale. So depending on how strong the shock wave was, the higher the number is.
Right.
But if this happens out to sea, the people that are on land don't immediately feel it a lot of the time. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But initially, when that shock happens, it's not noticeable on land. Uh-huh. But eventually, because that earthquake happens under the sea or under the ocean, it makes the water move. Just mm-hmm. like if you put a cup of water on your table and you start banging on your table, you'll see that water will start to
move. I think it's more like if you're trying to carry a fish tank with water in it and it goes really
yes.
big, huge Very movement waves, you know?
Excellent analogy. So when this event happens, this seismic event happens, the water gets stirred. And so the waves, just like, I love that what you said. I think I'll keep you as my co-host. Hey, I love it.
Thank you.
So when that happens, the waves get to moving. And when they move, eventually those ripples go out further and further and further. And eventually it's going to reach land. But when it reaches the land, before that wave hits the land, all of that energy that's coming from the seismic activity, mm-hmm. the first thing that happens is that the water pulls out.
That's right.
So if you're standing on the shore and a tsunami is coming, the first thing you'll notice is that the water actually pulls away from the beach.
Oh.
It pulls away because it's being added into the power of this massive wave that has been created by this shock event. So the water pulls out away from the shore. Mm-hmm. It then gets consumed in the rest of the wave that's moving. And then it actually kind of does a loop upward. That's why you see that big wave, like when surfers have waves and there's that big mm-hmm. that big loop that's over them when they're on the surfboard.
That big old loop is called a Chicago Sea.
So the water,
you do that sea on the side. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
So the water pulls out. Mm-hmm. It comes into that big loop, and then that whole big loop washes over the shore yeah. to great destruction.
It has a lot of power.
So we're going to talk about...
Imagine how much power it takes to pull out a massive gallons upon gallons upon millions of pounds of mm-hmm. water.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That takes a lot of pressure, a lot of power.
So before we go further about the recent events that have happened in our world that indicate that a tsunami is coming to us, I first want to give a couple of shout outs to people that are watching on the live stream
okay.
and a little bit of housekeeping here. Shout out to Martine. Shout out to Annette.
What's up? Can a player just keep in touch?
Who you got to shout out?
On Instagram, I got Linda and... What is that? DD? What was that?
DD Images?
Yeah. There we go. No, DDM images. What's up? Hi, everybody.
Also, a shout out to Corrisse. We are doing
excellent. Hold on, I'm going to look on my Facebook, see if I got anybody on there, okay?
Now, while she's doing that, I'm going to do a little bit of housekeeping. If you just tuned in, this is the Mind His Business show, because we're minding God's business. You can find us on our website, mindhisbusiness.com. That's mind, not mind my business and not mind your business. Mind His Business, mindhisbusiness.com. And you will find there, we're just building it. So, you know, be patient with us, but we're putting up past episodes. And we're, so this episode that you're listening to right now, once we've completed the episode, we're going to be uploading it to the website. So you can always go back and listen to the previous episodes. We're also, we have social media. So if you want to follow us on at Mind His Business, you can do so. We don't have a lot of followers yet because the accounts are new, of course. And so the more you join, the faster those numbers go up. We're also, due to, in light of current events where people are being deplatformed for ideas that don't always fit with the mainstream, we are looking into being on alternate platforms. And so if you go to, if you shout us out or go to our website or sign up on our email list, we'll give you a full list of all the main platforms and the alternate platforms we plan on being on. Because eventually, the ability to communicate the gospel or the ability to communicate, shall we say, the truth of what's going on, uncensored and unvarnished, that net is being closed. And that's actually part of what we're going to be talking about today. So follow us, like us, share if you're watching this. On live stream, just let you know that this broadcast is on 100.3 FM Gospel Music Omaha. That's 100.3, not 103, not 101. It's 100.3 because we're keeping God 100. Get it?
Amen.
We're keeping God 100.
Yes.
So 100.3 FM Gospel Music Omaha. Please support the radio station by going to our website, gospelmusicomaha.com. You can send us an email on the comment page. Just say, contact us, send us an email. We love to hear from you,
yes,
your comments, your thoughts. If you'd like to advertise, shout out, support the station, donate, you can do all of those things at gospelmusicomaha.com. And the most exciting thing is that if you are not near a radio or you are not in the listening area, you can go to gospelmusicomaha.com, click in the menu for that link that says listen now, and yes, you can listen to the radio station 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, if you're not listening over the air right now.
That's right.
So please share with your friends, family, associates, enemies, co-workers, and you know, even the family dog if you want. Tell them about Gospel Music Omaha.
Don't forget to Cash App us.
You can.
And guess what? I love to Cash App people back.
I'll you just can.
Tell you the truth. You be the Cash App me, and I'll cash app you back.
That is true. We have a Cash App for $ Gospel Music Omaha. Mm-hmm. We also have a Cash App for $ Mind His Business. So either one. If you like our work and you feel that we're bringing you value and you would like to support us or compliment us or buy us a coffee in return, we appreciate anything you'd like to do. Of course, listening is free 99, as well as following us on social media. That's also free 99. It doesn't cost you anything.
And please tell someone about us. How about that? That's some of the best things you can also do, is tell someone about us.
So, what are you eating there? Because, you know, you can't have your mouth full while you on the microphone.
They don't mind.
Ooh.
As long as we feeding them the word.
Man shall not live by, what is that? A grapefruit?
Yeah.
Orange? What is it?
Grapefruit.
Man shall not live by grapefruit alone.
Hey, it's an excellent source of vitamin C.
Well, you can have the vitamin C from the grapefruit. I'll eat the vitamin C from the oranges.
At least we ain't caught no COVID, thank God.
Well, that is, now you do bring up a good point. If you are concerned about catching the flu,
do your lemons, do your oranges.
If you're concerned about catching the flu,
clementines, your grapefruits,
coronavirus, if you're concerned about catching walking pneumonia, anything, there are some things you can do to prevent and decrease your risk of getting those things.
Well, first thing is pray. Ask the Lord to keep you and keep you protected.
Well, specifically.
That's really what it is, because I remember one of my friends, Tana, said, girl, she said, I know God is helping me, because I had to take care of somebody with COVID, literally. And she said, and I had my mask on. She said, girl, and that mask saved my life. I said, no, God saved your life.
Masks do not prevent you from catching COVID. What they do is they prevent the droplets that come out of your mouth when you breathe from getting on other people. They don't protect you from COVID. And that's one of the things we're going to talk about is, you know, Mr. Fauci is now suggesting that you put on 2 masks or 3 masks.
He just really want people to smell that waste, don't he?
Oh, man.
He just want them to trap it in.
Listen.
Look, carbon monoxide and kill yourself.
Okay, I'm not going to go down. We're going to go down that road, but we're going to take our time doing it. But take your vitamin C, take your vitamin D, take your zinc. Those three things in particular.
And for me, take your B12 so you can have some energy.
Those three things in particular. Go get you, go to the store. You go to the store for everything else. Get
you
some vitamin C.
Now you go to Burger King. McDonald's.
Listen, take vitamin D, not Mickey D's. Take vitamin D's. Don't take Mickey D's. Take vitamin D's. Okay?
That's funny. That's so funny because it's true.
You want to get your vitamin C, your vitamin D, and your zinc. That's what you want as just general immune system boosters to help you to avoid catching the flu, a cold, coronavirus, or anything else. You need your immune system.
Drink lots of water. You got to drink lots of water, everybody, because during the wintertime, you're more dehydrated than you think, okay? Your hair is all dry, lips is cracking up, and you're using chapstick. Why are you using chapstick? You're only going to gain weight from all of that. All of that oil and stuff that you keep licking it off. Why not just drink? No! If women wearing lipstick, Vaseline, all that stuff, do you know that adds approximately 10 to 15 pounds on you per year?
I can believe it, because I don't use that.
It's the truth. I'm telling you what you don't know, okay?
Let me tell you what I use. If you want, first of all,
use coconut oil.
First of all, you are 100% right. If you stay hydrated, your lips won't get dry and chapped.
They won't be crackly.
But if your lips are dry and chapped, or you get cold sores, or you get fever blisters, or you get cracked lips, the solution that will definitely help you is something called Burt's Bees. But get the regular kind that says beeswax. You don't need all the fancy stuff with all the additives. It's the beeswax that is a healing agent. Did you know that honey from a bee, a natural honeybee, is one of nature's greatest antibiotics and healing salves? As a matter of fact, honey is mentioned in the Bible so many times.
Right.
I might actually pull up several verses.
Right.
But the interesting thing about honey is that you can preserve it forever.
Yep.
Did you know that when the Egyptian pharaohs were buried, they actually buried them with honey? And when the excavators were digging out and pulling these graves sites out, the sepulchers, the honey was still edible after thousands of years. God has created a natural healing balm in the form of honey and beeswax. So if you are having fever blisters, cold sores, dry chapped lips, go and get you some Burt's Bees. I don't get paid for this. I wish I had a link. Listen, let me put some affiliate links out on here. So when I recommend these things, I can get a little cut. But
if they would write us or email us, they'll get that information.
Well, I don't make any money for this, but Burt's Bees, the regular kind, not the fancy, you know, when they putting all this other stuff in it, just the regular old Burt's Bees. You want the one that has the fewest number of ingredients in it. So it's just going to say original, or it's going to say beeswax, not the peppermint, the aloe vera, you know, all that other. You don't need that. You just need the regular one. If you use that, it will take care of, actually, it will take care of your fever blisters and your cold sores within days. And you won't have to do all that complicated stuff.
When we say
stuff.
Days, we're talking like 3 days.
Yeah, and much better. And if you feel it coming on, immediately
on
just start
and
using it several times a day, and it will lessen even how badly the breakout is.
Right, and then you got to reduce your stress, because a lot of people get these cold sores and things like that from stress, okay? Not drinking enough water. And I recommend, as you know, is coconut oil. You know, unrefined coconut oil. It's very simple. You can put it on there. And by the way, if you eat that instead of eating the stuff that has the heavy, heavy stuff in it, you can gain 10 to 15 pounds per year off of that lipstick and all of that stuff.
Well,
and
you're
swallowing
right.
it. Mm-hmm. And guess what? You're gaining a lot of weight. Get rid of that and do the coconut oil instead. You know, you'll use it a little bit more often. But if you eat that, it's good for you because it has MCT oil in it, which is for building muscles. Okay?
You're
so,
right.
Those things are really, really good. But most of all, drink a lot of water, okay?
And move away from Vaseline.
Uh-huh.
Because if you look
it's
at...
petroleum.
Well...
Makes
man,
gas.
You're stealing my thunder.
Go for it.
If you look on the bottle of Vaseline, what does it say? It says petroleum jelly. And you say, what is petroleum jelly? Petroleum jelly is petroleum. That's the same as gasoline, just refined differently. So essentially, you're putting the same basic chemical compounds on your skin, your hair, mm-hmm. or on your lips as gasoline.
Right.
And that's a chemical compound that they just have made in a jelly form. Yeah. But basically, you want to avoid that. If you had the choice.
And don't use that when you're making love. Do not.
Just use coconut oil for that.
Coconut oil for Ooh, everything.
Wait a minute.
Okay?
This is a family show. Should we be telling them that?
Well, they don't know. Hey.
Listen,
hey,
y'all out there.
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Okay, let's keep it real.
All right, so for the next, let's see, maybe 2 minutes. Coconut oil is nature's balm.
It never rots.
It's an antifungal, mm-hmm. which means it helps to kill bacteria and mm-hmm. funguses. Fungus and bacteria cannot live in virgin, unrefined coconut oil. Mm-hmm. It also is a lubricant, which is hence why you mentioned mm-hmm. using it for your time intimacy. Mm-hmm. When you're using the KY jelly or you're using the other stuff, those things are chemical compounds.
Yes, they are.
Coconut oil is a natural compound, so it also will reduce, without getting, you know, this is a family show, but it will reduce odor. It will create natural lubrication.
You also can use coconut oil underneath your arms as a deodorant. And you will smell natural, and there won't be no smell at all. Now, you have to understand something. When you do use it a little bit, you goop it on, it's getting all over your clothes.
It's getting all over your clothes.
Ask me how I know.
So,
but it's natural, and it does handle the business for at least, well, you know, there's been times when I wear deodorant one time a week and wash my arms and do everything I do. And,
you're the only person I know, who can pass gas and don't stink.
This is a family show.
I know it's a family show, but you're the only one I know. Now, I've been around you in close quarters for a long time. You're the only person I know can toot the horn. I mean, toot the horn and won't smell like nothing. I said, this woman literally, when they say, you know, so-and-so's ish don't stink, your stuff really don't be smelling. I'm like, how?
Jesus.
I'm like, how?
Please, sir, Jesus, help me right now.
Oh, please, Lord.
Now, me, I can't say that. If I rip one, everybody gonna know it. They gonna smell it. I don't know how you can rip one
they're
and don't
silent,
smell at all.
But they're loud. That's what he failed to mention. They're loud. I ain't got that silent but deadly, okay? But
I don't know
loud.
How that happens. So, this is the Mind Is Business. Listen, if you just joined in, this is the Mind Is Business show on Gospel Music Omaha 100.3 FM. And yes, we are talking about Putin and Tootin' right now.
Putin and Tootin'.
But I must say, let's try to bring it back to something that at least we can sort of relate to biblical. And that is, the more natural you can be in your life, God has created herbs,
yes.
plants. He has created, it says in the scripture, and I think I'll pull that up,
yes.
That all these things are for health and for goodness for us. Okay. The reason why a lot of times your underarms smell and other parts of your body smell is because that's where the toxins are being released from your body. The only way the toxins can come out of your body is either through your excrement, through your urine, or through the pores of your skin.
Right, and there's some people, believe it or not, their body doesn't process properly. I remember we had a minister come and stay with us. This is a real true story.
Ooh, don't tell that story.
I'm going to tell it, okay? Ooh. But I just won't name no names.
Ooh-wee.
But we brought in a minister, specifically...
Why you got to say he's a minister? That makes the story even worse.
Well, it's just keeping it real, okay? Okay, it's just keeping it real.
Oh my gosh.
For some reason, he had a very offensive body odor. And when I say offensive, I'm talking about, I would not bottle that up and throw it at my enemy. That's the best way I could say it. And you know, and you don't see me laughing either. You could bottle that up and throw that at your enemy and you would win. You would win. And after this minister left, the body odor from his body remained in the room for, am I lying?
You're not lying.
For a week. Because we didn't want to put him up at a hotel. We put him up in our home. And we wanted to make sure, I wanted to make sure that he was blessed. Anything he asked, whatever, that's the type of person I am. And so, but he made it very hard. So I had to stuff my nose inside my nose where he couldn't see, some tissue and cotton swab up there, because so he couldn't see it, because boy, and I had to breathe through my mouth because I would have threw up everywhere. It is that bad. And I did some research and I said, God, there must be some way to handle this. Is it the soap he's using? Is it the lotion? Is his glands, hormones? It could be so many things. And believe it or not, he came to bless us, but didn't we bless him? Because he don't smell like that no more. We blessed him.
Yes, I'm going to bless you with this odor removing.
But you know what? You told me, you said, boy, you're the only one that can tell a person to go to hell and they'd be happy to go.
Man, you can say, listen, you can talk a dog off a meat truck. I don't know how you can do it.
In seriousness, I kind of really forthright on radio. But when I'm dealing with people on a more personal level, I'm very, very sensitive because I wouldn't want...
Listen, I ain't sensitive. Yeah. Listen, you're going to have to handle that.
Right.
There's a restroom right there.
I don't know what you... But there's some people that can wash it, and it's still funky. They still come out smelling like a funky donkey, okay?
But what I was going to get at here before we shift gears here...
I didn't finish.
Oh, okay. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
One of the things that one of the things that the Lord gave me, every person is an individual, okay? But one of the things the Lord dealt with me specifically concerning him was that he was allergic to a certain food. Well, I didn't know what he was eating all day long and different things like that and everything, but it was onions.
Onions are good.
They're good, but they're not his friend, okay? So it turned out it was true. It was onions. And he went to a dermatologist to find out what was going on. And guess what he's allergic to?
What's he allergic to?
Onions. And when he eats onions, it comes out through his pores and with a boatload of other things. And so guess what? He doesn't smell anymore. And there's times when he eats it, you know, he really loves it and he knows what to do about it.
Well, some of y'all have been eating the Mickey D's instead of the vitamin D's. And wonder why you got body odor. And this is not a knock against Mickey D's. This is a knock against just in general. We need to eat more healthy food. Did you know if you were to completely eat healthy, non-genetically modified natural foods and not processed foods, your body odor would decrease? Because the odor is part of the detoxing process.
Mm-hmm.
Which is also why when some people go on detoxes,
when something's not right, your body's trying to get rid of it.
It smells so bad. When you go on if you've ever gone on a detox, like a colon cleanse or just a natural detox, they will tell you ahead of time, you better not schedule to go to work because it's not going to smell good, this stuff coming out.
Mm-hmm.
That's because your body is trying to detox. And believe it or not, that's what God is wanting to do with the church. Right now, he's trying to detox us And when you detox, see, remember, the scripture says judgment begins at the house of the Lord.
Come on, speak on it.
And so if you see a lot of these scandals and people getting caught and you know, these things are happening, that's because God is trying to detox the house mm-hmm. of God. He's trying to he's trying to prepare the bride to meet Christ. That's what he's trying to do. And when you detox, it's not pleasant. And some people will not change their diet because they don't like that when the diet changes. They're like, man, all of a sudden I got diarrhea. Well, my poop smells bad.
No, they get moody. When you start messing up people's food, they're going to get moody about it because they're so used to having it. It's kind of like being an addict.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like being an addict. They want it. They got to have it. If you don't give it to them, they feel in some kind of way. It's the pain that they go through. And it's like, oh no, I got to go back to what I eat normally.
But God is trying to detox the church to prepare us for the things that are coming. Now, earlier I mentioned talking about there being a tsunami coming. And when the tsunami happens, there's a shock event that happens and then the water recedes. So for a little while, when you're standing on the beach, it just seems like, wow, the water is out to sea and I see a lot more dry land than I used to and everything is cool and you're not thinking about it. But then when that water then folds back over on itself and comes in and washes and destroys everything, you find out unhappily that the water going out to sea was just the preparation for the bigger wave. Mm-hmm. So, excuse me. So we here in America have experienced the initial wave, the initial shock.
Let me get you some water.
Excuse me.
Let me get you some water.
No, but
okay.
Talk to the people for a second here.
Okay. A lot of times a lot of times we're standing there on the beach and we're watching when there's a time for that, and then, you know, when you see that big old wall, that big old wave about to come in, it's, well, first of all, Jackie one time ever in my life took me to the sea. I had never experienced the ocean. I can say that Jackie took me to the cockfight, okay? She's my best friend, and she's like, come on and let's go travel. And I was like, no, because I don't want to go to the Bahamas because we might not be able to get back home. I was like, man, my passport, we might not be able. Yes, you will. No, I don't want to go. She's like, come on, have you ever been? No, I haven't. Let's go. And when we were there, I can tell you with sheer terror, when we got on the beach at the Bahamas, I was deathly afraid, deathly, because when I was looking out into the ocean, all I could see, all my eye could see for miles and miles and miles was just a complete flat color wall. It seemed like a wall laying flat. And all I could think was, what if that came in? How massive? And I started running. And you got to understand, at the time, y'all, I was almost 300 pounds. And I was running back to the shore to go back into the house that was there. I was like, no way. I'm not going back out there. Jackie, let me tell you something. I outran Jackie, y'all. Now, y'all know that, because when I started running, she just started running too, but she didn't know what she was running for until I got in the house. What are we running for? Oh, I'm scared. But let me tell you something. There is a tsunami coming. And this water is drawing back. This life, this world is getting ramped up. I know you feel it. I know you feel something different. I know you believe something different is going on, and it is. And things are starting to well, are starting to pull back and get revved up for what's really going to happen. It's like a pimple that's about to pop.
Thank you for bearing with me there. You know how you get to talking and then you get that little piece of
down the wrong something.
It went mm-hmm. down the wrong pipe there.
Remember, our friend, oh my gosh. Remember our friend got a piece of meat lodged in his lung and he turned himself upside down on the wall and I hit him in the stomach. It came out. Do you remember? That's some stuff, but that was true.
But I was just telling about how you had took me to the to the beach and everything for the first time, to the ocean in the Bahamas, and I was scared. And how I outran you.
Yeah.
We talking about my cup. Yeah, we talking about in the sand, y'all. I booked. I'll tell you, I might not like to run or nothing, but if a dog come, I will smoke you. I will smoke you, your brother, your sister. He need only to catch one of us, or one of y'all, not me. But I'll smoke you in some running.
So a lot of us right now feel like, now you said that there are people that feel like something is coming.
Something's changed also, or something's about to happen.
But there are others of us that have relaxed. We think
you
that
know what? I'm gonna get you some warm water.
This is perfect.
Okay,
this is perfect. See my
okay.
glass.
Okay, sometimes the hot water can you
see
know.
That? Yeah. Hot. See how cute it is.
Oh, that's with the goatee, the mustache on the cup.
But some of
she's
us
a collector have, of cups, people.
Some of us have relaxed. We say yes, Joe Biden got in. Orange Man Bad is out, and now we can go back to relaxing and unity, and things are gonna go back to normal and all this stuff. That's like being on the ocean front and you saw the wave go out and you think you can relax because, well, the water is not there anymore. But really, there is something building.
Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna talk about several things that I see that either have happened or that are happening, that as believers, we should be paying attention that the tsunami is coming. But I'm going to set the table by giving you a scripture verse, because after all, this is a Christian show. Even though we have been talking about Putin and
his wife,
spittle and KY jelly and all kind of
we didn't say nothing about no KY.
You said use coconut oil.
I said when you making love, use. What did we say ever about KY? Nothing. I don't even.
I said
like
don't
that
use next. KY. Use coconut oil because it's natural.
Right. I said that too.
So anyway, listen. Let me get back to the scripture before y'all think we ain't saved here. Okay. I have it up on the screen if you're watching on live stream. It's Psalms 93.
Hallelujah.
And we're going to set the table and set the stage.
Hallelujah.
Because as believers, we don't operate under the same principles that the rest of the world does.
Right.
We operate based upon the word and the truth of God. So I'm going to read Psalm 93 for you, and hopefully this will encourage you. It says, "The Lord reigneth. Mm-hmm. He is clothed with majesty." That means that everything about him is clothed as being he's the boss.
Come on.
"The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he has girded himself. The world also is established that it cannot be moved."
Mm-hmm.
So God is basically saying, I have set the earth in place the way I want it. I'm in charge.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the strongest one, and nothing is going to move the earth or move me out of my position of sovereignty over all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Psalms 93, verse 2. "Thy throne is established of old. Thou art from everlasting." That means before time was created,
come on,
God was.
Yeah.
So all these people out here talking about, oh, Big Bang Theory, oh, alien seeding, oh, that evolution happened over millions and millions of years. No, this is saying that from everlasting, he's the uncaused cause. He is the uncreated creator. He is the one that has created everything that has happened since. Because even if you believe in a Big Bang Theory, it falls apart easily by just simply saying, if something came from nothing, what was the something that was the something before the nothing became something?
Come on.
You follow?
Come on.
Something had to exist in order for a Big Bang to happen. You just don't have nothing at all, and then nothing turns into something without something causing that thing. The uncaused first cause. That uncaused first cause
uh-huh.
is the Most High God.
Mm-hmm.
That's who and what it is.
Oh, hallelujah. He is the potter, and we are the clay.
Scientists will try to tell you, many scientists are believers, quiet as it's kept, but the ones that are the most vocal are atheists, because they're trying to rewrite science and history in such a way as to eliminate God from the equation. And as Christians, we need to pay attention. The Bible is telling us that his throne is established of old. He is from everlasting. That means when it says from everlasting, that means outside of time, before time, right. before time started and after time ends, God is going to be there. And
nothing that
our
minds can rationalize. Okay.
So now,
when you say God has always been, people can't download that. You can't rationalize it.
I can't wrap my head around that.
Don't try.
But it says here.
And also in Isaiah chapter 14, most of you know that as where Lucifer, oh Lucifer, how hast thou fallen? Okay. But it goes down a little further to say, we're going to look upon him and say, is this who caused the nation to rise up against nation? Is this who caused this to happen and that to happen and the world to crack and this to catch fire and da 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 da? He said, but oh, he basically slaps him in the face and said, you're going to be cast down to the uttermost parts because I'm the one who allowed it to happen until now. So anything that's happened, he's allowing it to happen until he gets ready to put the kibosh and put the lid on the thing. And that's what we have to understand. God is in complete and utter control. That's what he is.
That's good. So now I'm going to start pivoting here a little bit into when I say the tsunami is coming and how we as believers should not think just because the waters seem calm right now that it's over, because it's not.
Mm-hmm.
In verse 3, Psalms 93, verse 3, the floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. The tsunami.
Mm-hmm.
Right now there has been a flood of propaganda. There has been a flood of political manipulation. Mm-hmm. There has been a flood of malfeasance, if I can use the big dollar size word.
Go ahead.
There has been a flood of evil behind the scenes that most of the public is just simply not aware of because they trust and believe those who are in authority. But we're going to talk about some of it. But right now they have created the floods. The floods have lifted up. They've lifted up their voice. Because when you listen to the media, what are you listening to? Their voices.
Mm-hmm. Well, now you listen to their voices, but you're listening to only what they want you to hear.
Right.
It's not necessarily
the whole truth.
It's not necessarily the whole truth. It's not.
There's a whole book out there that's called How to Lie with Statistics.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole book shows how you can manipulate statistics to make any point you want to make.
Right.
But right now, the floods have lifted up their voice and they've lifted up their waves. That tsunami that's coming. But it says right here in Psalms 93, verse 4,
mm-hmm.
it says, the Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. In other words, it doesn't matter if the tsunami is coming or not, because the Lord is mightier than the noise of many waters.
Yes.
He's mightier than the waves of the sea. He is mightier than the flood that is coming to control every single person on this earth through what they call the New World Order and through what we call the beast and antichrist system of revelation.
Right.
That's what they're setting up. When you hear words like New World Order, Great Reset, Great Awakening, when you hear things like sustainability, Agenda 2030, Agenda 21, when you hear things like global unity, global equity, when you start hearing these terms, when you hear the words New World Order, Build Back Better, when you hear all these words, these are words.
Let us become one. We need to become one. We need to unite. You got to be very, very careful.
Unite.
Go ahead.
It is worse to unite in error than to be divided by truth.
Real talk.
And as believers, as Christians, as those who have the truth, because remember, John 14:6 says, Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. So the word and the truth starts with Christ.
Right.
It says in John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, capital W. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. It goes on later to say that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is talking about Yahushua, Jesus. This is who it's talking about. The world is hell-bent, and I mean that in a literal sense, hell-bent on uniting everybody under the lie.
Right.
It says in, and I'm going to pull this up here, the tsunami is this one world control grid that is being set up to silence truth, to silence believers, most especially in Christ, and to unify everybody under the lie.
And it's a strong delusion. A strong delusion.
Let me pull that verse up here.
It's a strong delusion that's being handed down. Let me explain what I mean by that. Do you remember when there were plagues in Egypt? And it said that Moses went forth and he said, oh, let my people go, and so on and so forth. And finally, you know, he would say, okay, you can take them. We don't want this pestilence. It's getting really bad out here. And it said, and God hardened Pharaoh's heart.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that? Hopefully you do. And so he would not let them go and continue doing bad. That is the same thing that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and this reigns true of a lot of people who are not in the house like they should be in the Lord. There's going to be a strong delusion sent down. And when we hear about the very elect that might be fooled, if possible, let me tell you something. If you're not careful, God knows the inward parts of you. He knows where you stand. He knows if you're his, if you belong to him. And if you don't belong to him and you just faking the funk on a nasty dunk, he gonna slam dunk you. He gonna body slam you, because he gonna send down a strong delusion and you gonna go with the herd. Now, I want to correct myself when I said the word sheeple, okay? What I meant by sheeple was those that are led like lambs to the slaughter for foolishness, mm-hmm. for lack of knowledge, for not doing what they're supposed to be doing. Not God's sheep of the pasture and the sheep of his hands. I'm not talking about them, okay? So I want to make sure that I correct that, all right? But you have to understand, you cannot continue on in today's day and just kind of ride by the seat of your pants or fly by the seat of your pants. You have to put in the work and the time to spend time with God in prayer so that you understand his move and what he's doing. A lot of people sometimes too are praying, but they're not hearing. They're not listening. And they don't have direction.
Mm.
And if you need true direction and you truly can't hear God, this is the time to really, really buckle down and really ask the Holy Spirit to help you. He's the helper.
So I went ahead and pulled up that scripture.
Which one?
This is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. It's very famous. Okay. If you've been in church and your preacher is preaching about the end times, mm-hmm. and the coming of the Lord, this will be a very famous passage for you. If not, maybe it'll be your first time hearing it or reading it. And for some of you that don't read your Bible as often as you would like to, maybe this will be new to you too. But I want to pull something out about this tsunami and how this relates to the things that have been happening with this worldwide global pandemic, mm-hmm. and what they're using it for and what they're going to draw out of it.
Come on.
Okay. So 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Now we beseech you, that means I'm begging you, I'm pleading with you. We beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, because he's coming, that's the whole reason,
mm-hmm.
and by our gathering together unto him, that means we're going to be with him, that you be not soon shaken in mind.
Mm-hmm.
In mind. Don't be shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. What he's saying is that some people at that time were preaching that Jesus had already returned, or that they had missed him, or that they had missed the catching away.
Mm-hmm.
And he says in verse 3 here, let no man deceive you, right. by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away, wow. first,
mm-hmm.
and that man of sin be revealed,
right.
the son of perdition.
Mm-hmm.
Who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped. Remember, the mark of the beast is all about worshiping this image,
mm-hmm.
that they have made unto this beast system.
Mm-hmm.
So that he as God sits in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Now notice, where is the temple of God?
Come on.
Some people say, well, it's a physical location in Israel. That may have been true under the new covenant, but God says that he no longer dwells in a temple made with hands. So he can't be talking about Israel. Mm-hmm. He's got to be talking about something else. May I submit to you or suggest to you that the temple, your body is already telling you where it is?
Come on.
When you look at the sides of your head, above your ears, above your eyes, on the left-hand side and the right-hand side, what do we call that?
The temples.
We call it your temples.
Mm-hmm.
Your body is giving you a clue as to where God wants to rule and reign in your life.
That's right, where he wishes to dwell.
In your temple, in the way you think, in how you observe him and serve him, in how you process the word, in how you accept truth and reject lies.
Let the Lord use you. Come on.
Your temple. As a matter of fact, when Yahushua, Jesus Christ, was crucified,
mm-hmm.
he was crucified, and I can pull up chapter and verse if you don't believe me, in a place called Golgotha.
Right.
G-O-L-G-O-T-H-A. Golgotha. Yes. When they put him on the tree,
Golgotha.
They put him there in Golgotha. Well, did you know that word Golgotha during that day? That location was literally called the place of the skull.
Amen.
So when it says that the Antichrist, the son of perdition, wants to oppose all that is called God and worshiped, so that he, as God, sits in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God, he's wanting to sit between your temples.
Right.
He's wanting to sit in your mind. He's wanting you to worship him and not the Most High God.
Which is why you have to renew your mind every single day. The place of the skull, you have to crucify anything that happens. You have to crucify the flesh. You have to crucify it in the skull, in the place of the temple. It has to die so that God can live. You have to understand too, that's where the Holy Spirit resides, and he wishes to set himself high. He wants to set himself high. That means in your mind, set himself as the image of God rather than the Most Holy God, the Most High God himself. And you cannot allow that to happen simply by making a choice to not consent to the things that he wants you to do, that you got to know, or you got to know according to the word of God, is wrong. See, let every man be a lie if you're not speaking the truth of God, and let his word be the truth. If you want to know direction, if you think that you're not hearing from God physically in your ears, get in this word right here. Get in the word of God and he will speak to you. Start here. You know, I can read excerpts all day long. I can read concordances. I can do all of these different things. But at the end of the day, there's nothing more important than the word of God dwelling in the secret place, which is in your mind, your will, your intellect, and your emotions.
That's right.
That's right. And in your heart.
Now watch this. It's talking about the Antichrist. I'm going to skip down a little bit for the sake of time here. 2 Thessalonians is where we're at. And you are listening to the Mind is Business show. If you just tuned in on Gospel Music Omaha 100.3 FM, make sure you visit mindhisbusiness.com and gospelmusicomaha.com to follow our work. It says here in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, which is where we're at. He says in verse 7, for the mystery of iniquity does already work.
Mm-hmm.
Why is iniquity a mystery? Because iniquity is hidden in your heart.
It's hidden in your inward part.
Sin is your outward action when you do something you shouldn't do, mm-hmm. or you don't do something you should do. Mm-hmm. But iniquity is the intention inside of your heart, where even if you do what looks like the right thing, if your motive is wrong, or you have a bad agenda, or you have an evil intention behind it, that evil intention is the iniquity. So it would be considered a mystery because it's not obvious on the outside. It's not obvious to everyone else. And that's exactly what those that are working to set up the Antichrist system are doing. They have the mystery of iniquity at work. The scripture is saying it's already at work.
Yes.
It says here, for the mystery of iniquity does already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. This is talking about God is allowing these things to happen for a period of time,
mm-hmm.
but then something is going to be removed so that the mystery of iniquity can continue without reservation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people say that's the Holy Spirit that gets removed. Some people say that that's the catching away of believers that is being taken out of the way in what some people call the rapture. Some people say it's the restrainer, who is the angel, that gets taken out of the way. It's not spelled out in this passage what or who is taken out of the way, but just notice the point here, which is the mystery of iniquity is already at work, but it's not going to have its fullness or completion until God removes something that is restraining it from happening. And then it says here, and then shall that wicked be revealed, capital W.
Yep.
Now, you notice in the scriptures, they don't capitalize things unless it's a title of authority.
That's right.
So when you see Jesus, every time you see Jesus or Yahushua, depending on if you're looking at a Restored Names version of the Bible, when you see his name, it has capital J or Y. When you see a pronoun used about Jesus, it'll be capital H. When they say him or he, it'll be capital H.
Right.
H-I-M. Okay. When you see Lord, it'll be capital L-O-R-D or capital all caps L-O-R-D. Or if you're looking at Restored Names version, it will be Yahuwah, Y-H-W-H, all capitalized. The reason for that is because it's indicating that the name of the person or the title of the person being referenced is the one in authority. So right here in 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 8, and then after that restrainer is removed or that restraining element is removed, shall that wicked, capital W, be revealed. This is the Antichrist and the system that he is governing over. It's capital W because the scripture is indicating that he will be in complete control once that preserving agent is removed.
Come on.
Now, I happen to think that this is a simultaneous thing that will happen when believers will be caught up with Christ. The Holy Spirit will be removed at that same moment that the Antichrist is revealed, when the tsunami completely hits the earth for real. That's my personal opinion. I have more reasons to get into that, but let's set that aside for the moment. But notice that it says, and then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Okay. So it's saying that the wicked is going to have a moment, a short time. That's what it's saying. Capital W. But it says the Lord is going to consume this wicked one with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. So when Christ comes back, God is going to destroy Satan, the beast system, the false prophet, the Antichrist, all of the fallen angels, and anyone that took the mark of the beast or followed him. Even him, in verse 9, 2 Thessalonians 2, 9, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. That means that things are going to look supernatural or miraculous in order to deceive and convince people to follow Satan. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. If you are not saved, you will be tricked and deceived by the lying signs and wonders that are coming, because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. Notice it didn't say they received not the love of a truth or a part of the truth. They received not love for the truth. We already know in John 14, 6, Jesus said, I am the truth. So this is saying, if you don't believe upon Jesus, you're going to be tricked by all of the things that this new world system is setting forth. You'll just go along with the flow. You'll just go along with the worship. You'll just go along with whatever they tell you to do. You'll go along with it because they did not love the truth. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe the lie. I see that they're already messing with the scriptures. This word, a lie, a lot of your digital Bibles or online Bibles have changed it. This used to say the lie.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lie, but that they should. Well, I hate that they're screwing with the Bibles now. Maybe we'll do a deep dive.
They're on their job.
We're going to set up some membership on mindisbusiness.com, where we're going to go in a lot more master classes and teach things. So we'll have a membership site set up. We'll be doing deep dives into all this stuff because it's more than what we can get into over the air. And some of the stuff that we talk about would get us deplatformed. So, but one of the things I can tell you is that part of the whole deception, the lying signs and wonders, is that they're changing all the digital versions of the Bible. And some people think that they're actually figuring out ways to change physical versions of the Bible too. But we're going to set that to the side. Just know that this is, it should properly say that they should believe the lie, because the Satan is described in the book of John as the father of lies. So all lies come from the father of lies, just like all of your children and grandchildren and great grandchildren come from you as the patriarch or the matriarch. So Satan is the father of lies. So all lies come from him, the lie. Just like Jesus is the truth, Satan is the lie. So it says here in 2 Thessalonians chapter 11 is where we are. God will send them a strong delusion that they should believe the lie, Satan, that they might all be damned or condemned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. You see how they're monkeying around with the English here? Why would you say they believe not the truth, but then you say they believe a lie, like some generic lie? Right. No, it's either you believe the truth or you believe the lie, because all lies stem from a single lie. That single lie was the lie that Satan could be as God, and that by extension, we, if we follow Satan, can also be like God. That's the lie, and Satan is the author of that lie. That was the iniquity that got Satan kicked out of heaven. Mm-hmm. The lie. And Satan hasn't changed his program in all this time. So what I wanted to point out here was that the tsunami is the lie. And the way we know that this lie is taking hold is because now that they've got their guy in office, you notice things are changing. The WHO, and I'm going to pull up the link here in a little bit, 2 days after Mr. Biden took the office of president, the WHO said, well, you know, our PCR tests, we haven't been reporting them with the right cycle count. Way back early in the pandemic, Dr. Fauci said any PCR cycle counts that are above 30 to 35 is basically useless for counting cases, because you can amplify it to find anything if you go over 35 cycles. Now, he said that back at the beginning, but then the WHO revised their guidelines to ramp that cycle count up as high as 45 or 50 cycles. Well, what they did was they said, we need to ramp up. Remember how I said people know how to lie with statistics?
Come on.
Well, let's just amp up the number of cases so that the pandemic looks very scary, is what they did. But the PCR cycle count was wrong. 2 days after Mr. Biden took office, the WHO released a paper, and I'll pull it up here in a little bit, that basically stated that, oh, well, the PCR test is the cycle count was wrong. And really, unless the person is showing symptoms, you really should take a second test if you start to get a positive, unless they're already showing symptoms. Okay, that seems like a tsunami is coming, because what is going to happen is, just this week, they had a companion news story that said that, oh, the vaccine is working. The case numbers are going down. But notice, if you correct your PCR counts, your caseload would go, your case numbers would drop, because, well, now you're doing the test correctly. Whereas before, you were amplifying the results so high that more people were getting false positives because the test was not counting the PCR cycles correctly. And the WHO has admitted to that. So what that means is that what they want to tell you or deceive you is that, oh, the vaccines are working. See, the case counts are already going down. One of the news articles said, see, case counts are going down by 50%. The vaccine is working. But that can't be true, because the vaccine is two doses between 21 and 28 days apart. They didn't start giving the vaccinations in mass until the beginning and middle of January. So most people have not even gotten their second dose yet. So you can't say that the case count is down by 50% when not 100% of the people you gave the dose to have even had the second dose. That's number one. Number two, all they have to do is ramp up or ramp down the case count with the fake PCR count in order to dial up or dial down the number of cases to keep the fear going. Okay. The next thing is there are countries such as Beijing, China. There is a news article that just came out now that they are doing anal swabs. I'm not making this up. That they say anal COVID tests are more accurate than the nose poke.
Wait, they want to stick something on my booty?
They want to swab your booty hole now to test you for COVID.
You know, I read that. I'm just, yeah, we both saw that. It's crazy.
Now,
it's
what crazy.
Let's keep it real with them. Not only did they do it, but they showed what position they want you to be in. They don't want you to lay down or nothing. They have a mannequin, y'all. They have a mannequin. How it's bent over. They take you to the mannequin and show you. And then they break this thing. Boy, y'all, it's really a sight to see.
It's a sight.
First of all,
you want me to what?
In China, they want to swab your booty hole. And if you take a trip, if you take a plane and you go over to China, they're going to have you bend over and they're going to swab your booty hole.
But you have to be, don't forget, you got to be quarantined for a while. Okay? Just like with California, you got to be quarantined for a while.
Now, you say, well, that's stupid. Who would do that?
Them.
Well, the same people that tell you got to wear a mask, even though they've already shown that masks don't protect you from coronavirus. They may stop some droplets. I just played that on the show last week. You heard Dr. Fauci say that masks might make you feel better, but they're not really protecting anything.
But hold on. But wait, there's more. So you go ahead and take the vaccine, both of them. Now, when the next strain come down that they're putting out there, oh, it's a new strain of COVID. Well, what you going to take now? Because the vaccine you just took, oh, you're going to take this new super vaccine. But now, how do you know how that will react with the other two vaccines you took? Hello. Don't be a dummy all your life.
I wouldn't state it like that, because people do trust.
But think about it, if you've had two vaccines already, and let's say this second one comes, in some places they're already saying there is already a second wave of a new strain of COVID-20 now, okay? Not 19 anymore. COVID-20, and you're saying, oh, we have something for that, which is a super drug. Now, when you say super drug, you got to understand something. It's just like once the power, twice the power. If you had to have two.
Well, this is the whole tsunami that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
They're conditioning us. First, they say, you know, you got to get tested. And then they say, you got to wear a mask.
Why would a person want to take two vaccines already that have not been FDA approved, that have not been tested on animals? Go to the website, because what we're saying, you can see it with your own eyes. And then you want to take a super drug on top of that, where you don't know now, mixing with the two you've already had with the super drug, how's that gonna play out? You don't know.
Well, listen,
you don't know.
Listen, I got up here on the screen. I'm gonna read it for those of you that are listening on the air. This is a Newsweek article, so I'm not making this up. Okay, this is Newsweek. I got it on screen.
Yes,
this is from Newsweek. And the article says COVID anal swabs for Beijing residents are more accurate. This was on the 26th, says Chinese expert. More than a million Beijing residents undergoing coronavirus testing amid a fresh outbreak have been administered anal swabs, that's swabbing your booty hole, which are considered more accurate and raise the chances of detecting COVID-19, said a Chinese disease specialist. Health authorities, I'm skipping, said they were aiming to screen more than 2 million people in 48 hours. So you want to swab 2 million booty holes in 2 days.
Among them,
around 1.6 million inhabitants were to be given the antibody test, as well as throat, nasal, and rectal nucleic acid swabs. And I'll believe that alone here for a second.
Wow.
But I want you to notice something.
I'm sorry. Ow. 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 But I want you to notice something. It's not here in America yet. But notice how if they can get you to take the swab up your nose, they can get you to wear a mask. They can get you to take an experimental gene therapy that has not been FDA approved. What if for the next 3 to 6 months they say, oh my gosh, there's a new strain of the virus, and the only way to detect it is with the anal swab.
Now they're going to get you to put on your drawers.
And they're going to, and some of y'all don't even like getting prostate exams, but they might get you to bend over and take a anal swab. What I'm saying is that this is all conditioning us to listen to whatever the experts are saying, whatever the so-called scientists are saying, whatever the statistics are saying. But I just showed you the statistics can be modified. So this is basically just testing the people is what it is. It's basically seeing how far they can get people to go. Like Simon says, you know, stand on one leg. Simon says, raise your right arm.
Man, Simon tells me to slap.
Simon says,
to spit out your Simon mouth. Says, how about that?
Simon says, swab your booty hole. Simon says... And we're just so compliant.
Go in the butt.
Ow! But let me get a little bit more serious here. What if they said that if you don't get the anal swab, you are not allowed to work at your job?
Or you can't fly on a plane.
Or you're not allowed to fly on a plane. Or you're not allowed, your child is not allowed to go back to school unless they get an anal swab. How many of you would actually be like, well, I guess I got to stay paid. Rent is due, or my kids got to go to school. How many of us would actually consider letting somebody swab your booty hole? I'm making fun of it because it's just that ridiculous. But I'm trying to get you to understand that this is part of the tsunami of control that's coming. If they can get us to do the things that we're doing now, it will be that much easier for you to do the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. And believe it or not, this groundswell has been happening for decades. And the reason why is because we've already been subjected to the control grid when we go and we pay our taxes, when we go to the DMV and get our driver's license, when we pay for our property taxes, when we use our social security number to get a job, do you see what I'm saying? Is that
taking it too far.
We're already being conditioned to the next point, which is let's swab your booty hole. And then the next thing will be, well, just take this mark if you want to buy and sell. You got to worship this image
of
the beast.
Well, after you done had somebody bend over, you got their mind anyway. Come on now. Come on. You're going to do what? You want to do what? What?
So what I'm saying is that as believers, we should be taking these things as a signal not to relax, because so many people are relaxed right now. Well, good. You know, Orange Man is out. And now Joe Biden is in, and he put all these executive orders forth to save racial unity.
You know, he signed more executive orders. Like you told me, he signed more executive orders than any other president.
Joe Biden, I believe just last year, had a commentary in an interview he did where he said, if presidents sign lots of executive orders, that's being a dictator. And you shouldn't be able to govern. You shouldn't be able to govern by executive order. Then he turned around in the first less than 2 weeks of his rulership and literally has signed more executive orders in his first 2 weeks than Obama, more than Trump, more than Bush, more than Clinton. He has signed more executive orders in 2 weeks. So he didn't even follow his own word, unless he really believes that he is in that position of dictatorship sort of power. And I'm not saying this to make it political, because remember, I tell you this every week. This is not left or right. This is up versus down. This is righteousness versus evil. It doesn't matter, because Trump did some unrighteous stuff. Biden has been doing some things that are quite frankly questionable and definitely not in the interest of black folks.
What has he done?
Nothing.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because when... I don't want to make this political. I really don't. What I do want to do is make this Bible. And I want to make it... I'm trying to get you not to be deceived. I guess that's really the point, is I want you to not be
deceived.
We can't want it more for them than they want themselves. We're just trying to make the information available. They'll have to be the ones that have to pray and really ask God to help them or not. I mean, you know, we can put the information out there, show them where to go, and then they have to gather that, look at it, and really make some... in other words, you know, when the Word of God says there will be none without...
Excuse.
That's what this is about, is doing what we're supposed to do in the Lord. That's it. That's it. That's it.
That's good. That's really good. Well, I know last week, you know, we've been talking for weeks and months now that this vaccine, and I know there are a lot of you out there that are all for it. You're very positive about it. You feel good about it. You want to get the vaccine. A lot of that is propaganda, too, because now the news stories are saying, you know, we need to make sure and get the virus to minorities and undeserved.
Get the virus underserved, or the vaccine.
The vaccine to underserved communities. You know, they've been saying that, right? That's basically a shell game to get us to desire taking it. Because, you know, black folks ain't never been down with... going under the knife. I mean, some of y'all, like grandmama, grandfather, some of y'all don't even go to the doctor because you're afraid they're not going to, and with right reason.
I remember the older folks saying, honey, try to live do the best you can in your life because you don't ever want to go underneath the knife, okay? Mm-hmm. I remember them saying that.
There's
don't let
a
them
reason.
Take you underneath the light, underneath the knife. Don't let them open up your body. That's what that was, and it was real.
Well,
meant it.
With the Tuskegee Airmen syphilis experiments and all the other things that they have done, there's a reason. Now, I'm going to show you something.
And now they want to go in through your anus. This is
they want to swab your booty hole next. That's going to be next. Swab your booty hole.
Man, I'm getting heated.
Listen.
Look, my chair is about to burn up over here. That's why I'm going to stay quiet.
I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show you something. This, if you're watching on the live screen, I'm on the Pfizer website.
Heated. Nobody should be trying to sit up there telling somebody to bend over and stick up anything, unless it's prostate or something dealing with that area.
Listen,
come on now.
These vaccines they're giving you are not FDA approved. Even if you are pro-vaccine, I implore you.
We can go to Pfizer. Let's go to Pfizer now.
I implore you, even if you are pro-vaccine, please at least wait until FDA approval has been given, because if it's not FDA approved, it is officially still in the experimental
phase. Maybe FDA will never approve it. Do you know that? Listen, these people are breaking the law left and right. It don't matter. They're going to do what they want to
check
do.
Check this out. I'm on the Pfizer.
I'm talking about these people
check this
with
out.
The vaccines.
I'm on the Pfizer website, Pfizer.com/contact. I'm going to call them.
Right now, live.
I'm going to call them live on the air. It's 1-800, for those of y'all that are listening, 1-800-879-3477.
Yep.
It's 1-800-TRY-FIRST is what they say. 1-800-879-3477. Let's call it. 800-879-3477.
T-R-Y.
And I'm going to turn off the background music so you can hear it. Now, listen to this. Listen
to
this.
Thank you for calling Pfizer First Connect. This call may be monitored for quality assurance. If you are calling about the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine, please visit www.cvdvaccine.com. That's www.cvdvaccine.com for information such as storage, administration, and other frequently asked questions about our COVID-19 vaccine. Or to hear this information now, please say COVID or press 1.
I'm going to press 1.
Thank you for calling Pfizer First Connect. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes. Pfizer respects your privacy. For details about how we collect and use personal information, including applicable U.S. state privacy rights and notices for California residents, please visit www.pfizer.com/privacy. If this is a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911 or call your local emergency department to report a suspected side effect, adverse reaction, or concern about a Pfizer product. Say report or press 1. Otherwise, you are a healthcare professional, please say healthcare professional. Or if you are a consumer, please say consumer.
Consumer.
So I can get you the help you need, please choose one of the following options. If you need help paying for your medicine and would like to be connected to Pfizer Rx Pathways to learn about the Pfizer Patient Assistance Program offerings, which include insurance support, copay assistance, or savings card program, say financial assistance.
Now, I'm going to hang up right there and show you how the game is played. Last week, when I called that number, it said the COVID-19 vaccine is not FDA approved, but has received emergency authorization from the government. This week, they changed the number because apparently too many people caught on to it. And now they're saying, if you have an adverse reaction, push this number or do this thing. So basically what they're trying to say is, we don't want you to know that it's not FDA approved, because when we had that on there, too many people were catching on to the truth. And I should have recorded it last week.
I told you.
Now they're basically saying, well, if you have an adverse reaction, just contact us.
Okay.
Right? Well, you can actually report. I think I did this last week. On the VAERS, V-A-E-R-S, website, if you go to medalerts.org or you go to the wonder.cdc.gov, where you can report adverse reactions, there have been over 10,000 adverse reactions in less than a month, including over 352 deaths, if I'm not mistaken. And you say, well, that's not that many based on the millions of doses. Okay, you can roll the dice if you want. Roll the dice if you want. But people are not as dumb as they make us out to be, which is why they are trying so hard to deplatform, censor, and silence. Because the Bible says that you're not supposed to give up control of your temple, your mind. You're not supposed to be led by deception. This world is set up so that everyone can be under control. And some of us, some of you and me, are out there actually celebrating vaccine passports, vaccine programs just in general. Well, what's the big deal? We've all been taking flu shots and measles, mumps, rubella vaccines, and we've been taking smallpox vaccines. I don't think you get it. They're calling this a vaccine, but it's not the same thing.
Come on.
It actually is changing your RNA to give instructions to your DNA.
Now, first, that's exactly what needs to be explained. I have a problem with it because you don't need to be messing with nothing that God created. You're going in trying to change some DNA. Okay, you're going to get an uppercut. That's a problem, okay? You know, a lot of people don't see that part. They just kind of think, okay, what's the big deal? It's just a vaccine. Gone. Bye, girl. Bye. But anybody that's messing with your DNA, and it's sending messages and telling it and changing how your DNA receives message, that's a problem. That's a problem.
So I know that we've harped on this many weeks now. And the reason why I keep bringing this up is because there has not been enough time to show the long-term effects of this experimental gene therapy that they are using these tests to screw the numbers or change the numbers in order to keep people on this train of doing everything they want you to do, including in China swabbing your booty hole, which that's insanity to me. If COVID-19
go swab your booty hole, how about that? I'm so
if COVID-19
fired up.
If COVID-19
go swab your own
is so deadly and airborne that we all wear masks. Can't I just cough on a petri dish and then you just check that and see if it's on there? Why do you have to go all the way up to where my brain stem is when you stick that stick all the way up my nose? Can't you just do a swab, like a DNA test, like a paternity test? Why do you got to go up my nose, first of all?
That's because that's where the brain barrier, the blood barrier is.
Okay. And then now you're saying, now you got to go in my booty hole? I like my booty just the way it is. I don't want nobody putting nothing in my booty hole. And then when they put it in your booty hole, it says that they put it in about 2 inches and they rotate it so they can swab it.
If you look,
let me see if I can find that video of them.
Look, unless they put a line there, listen, check this out. Unless they put a line there, somebody going further than 2 or 3 inches. You gotta look, and sometimes they don't care if it's a line there or not. Don't make them mad. They're going for the gusto.
Man,
they're digging for me. Lucky Charms are magically delicious.
nobody is swabbing my booty hole. Okay, you hear me? Nobody is swabbing my booty hole. I don't care if it's bubonic plague, Ebola, SARS, COVID. I don't care what it is. You are not swabbing my booty hole to see whether or not I have it.
Ow!
Nope. And nope again. You are not swabbing my booty hole.
I do not give consent.
I don't. My booty hole belongs to my boo-boo, not you. You're not swabbing my booty hole. I'm sorry. Not gonna happen. You're not swabbing my booty hole. Sorry.
I don't get consent.
Stay away from my booty hole.
No, you are not touching my lineage. Get out!
Stay away from my booty hole.
You better put that gray tape, put it on like 50 times. Yeah. Put it 50 times over your booty. 50 times. Wrap it around you like a sumo wrestler.
Man.
But you gotta do it 50 times though. That way, even if they try to cut through it, it ain't happening.
You say you're gonna wrap it up like a dinner at the repast when you're taking home a plate. You know, when you take home a
plate.
That
don't work. That don't work.
When you take home a plate from the cookout, or you take home the plate from the repast. You know how they got the foil, and then they just...
Oh, no. Take some gray tape, that stuff that's really sticky, and wrap it all the way around. And you can turn that thing upside down, toss it, throw it.
Nothing getting in and nothing coming out, okay?
No.
And, of course, you know Snopes is trying to do damage control right now.
Aww.
But, you know, Snopes is owned by people that... Well, let's just say they're biased, and maybe I'll put that on the membership site. But when they say fact checkers, who fact checks the fact checkers?
They never say.
And who says that their information is accurate and unbiased?
Right.
There is actually evidence to show that Snopes has been snoped. That snoping is even on Snopes. It says here. China has started to use anal swabs to test for COVID-19. Mostly true. Even Snopes, mostly true. Health officials in China have started using anal swabs in certain situations to test people for COVID-19. Generally speaking, this is true. Let me put it on the screen for those of you watching on the live screen. Generally speaking, this is true. Chinese state media outlets have reported that anal swabs have been used to test for COVID-19. It should be noticed that these are only in specific situations. How specific of a situation do you need to swab my booty hole?
Wow.
And no.
Wow.
Nope. Mm-mm.
Sweet baby Jesus.
So what are they going to ask us to do next? Well, probably take a chip, take a mark, take a digital... something digital. They're going to get rid of cash. For those of you that watched the news last week, there was this whole scandal with GameStop stock, with Reddit, and how they're basically controlling our ability to buy and sell in the stock market even.
Mm-hmm.
So these things are all adding up together to be this tsunami of control. Because I just showed you how this is all about the son of perdition being set in place to be the ruler for at least a short period of time. So, I don't know. I'm going to get off my booty hole. I'm going to get off your booty hole.
Oh, holy macro. You know we're going to talk about this later.
But I'm just saying that it's a whole...
It's absurd.
But at some point, you got to wake up and say, you know, maybe all this stuff that they're saying is just not how they're making it out to be. But you have to go to the alternate. You got to go to the alternate platforms and websites and independent websites to get the information that the mainstream audience does not want to tell you, and that's just it. Sometimes it's not what they're saying, although sometimes it is what they're saying. Sometimes it's not what they're saying, it's what they're not saying.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes things are in plain sight. Just like when I was watching the Janet Jackson video. Back in 86?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's Control. I think that was 1986.
Yeah, that sounds right.
When I first started watching it, I didn't notice the sign, the Masonic sign.
Oh, yeah.
In the beginning of the video.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't notice that. But strangely, today, I said, where is that Masonic? Why is that Masonic sign right there? It's all by itself. I was like, why is that there? And Jackie goes, holy moly, look at that. I was like, yeah, I told you, what is that? So it seems like when God opens your eyes, it becomes the norm. The Holy Spirit, you just see it, and it's like the blinders are taken off, and you can just see the things that you didn't see before. Because I'm telling you, how many times I have watched that video and didn't see that?
Well, yes, that's the universal language is symbols. Symbols and music.
Better
believe it. Symbols and music are the universal languages that are across all races and cultures and ethnicities. And I think I found that video of them demonstrating how they do the booty hole.
Right there. That's it right there.
Nope, that one's not it.
Nope, the one that was
but I'm about to I'm about to pull it
cray-cray.
Up.
Cray cray. It's cray cray.
But I mean, we're laughing,
like people are just lab rats or something. Is that it right there?
No, that one's not it. Okay. I got one.
Yeah, and
while we were doing that, I pulled up and I'm going to just put this up in the interest of time. This is for those of you that like to research. If you're watching the live stream, at the WHO, the World Health Organization, they put out a notice on the 20th of January, and it's who.int, and I'm not going to read the whole link out, but it's the name of the article is WHO Information Notice for IVD Users 2020/05. I'll just say it one more time, and you can rewind this if you're listening elsewhere. WHO Information Notice for IVD Users 2020/05. Nucleic acid testing technologies that use polymerase chain reaction, or PCR, for detection of SARS-CoV-2. And essentially, and this is a lot of science geeky stuff in here, but it says that WHO reminds IVD users that disease prevalence alters the predictive value of test results. As disease prevalence decreases, the risk of false positives increases. This means that the probability that a person who has had a positive result is truly infected decreases as the prevalence decreases, irrespective of the claim specificity. What this is saying, and you can research this on your own, is that the more PCR cycles they use for the test,
that is somebody knocking,
the more likely it will be a false positive.
I'll be back, okay?
Okay. So it talks about the adjustment of the PCR positivity threshold and other things. So it's really science and geeky. And so those of you that are into the science and geeky stuff, you would appreciate that a little bit more. But I'm bothered by this because it feels like they are able to ramp up the number of cases and bring down the number of cases at will simply by adjusting the cycle threshold. And that, how long have they known that these tests have not been being done at the right threshold? Do you see what I'm saying? Have they been using the wrong threshold intentionally all along? Or is it something that maybe they recently figured it out, or maybe they didn't? I just don't trust that the government always has your best interest when power has a tendency to want to consolidate, right? Once people get power, they generally don't want to give it up, and they generally want to extend that power. Does that make sense? And so if I know that people that are in power want to preserve and expand their power, it makes me wonder how they're using that power on the rest of us. And are they telling us the truth about the numbers if they're able to modify or give false positives about the tests? Now, I don't know about you, but there's a lot of things in this world that is a tsunami that's coming. But I draw the line at what you put inside of my body. Now, this is not medical advice. I'm not telling you what to do or not do at all, because each one of us has to consult our own conscience, our own Bible, our own doctors, and our own needs. But I draw the line at any sort of mark, implant, injection, anything that you would put into my body. That's where I draw the line. You know, I think it's silly to wear masks, because masks don't protect me from COVID. They might protect you from me exhaling, but they're not going to protect me from COVID. However, I can get with that because, okay, yeah, it's inconvenient for me to go in the store and, all right, I got to wear a mask. It's inconvenient, but it's something that is doable. But now, you putting a swab in my booty hole or putting a jab in my arm, I draw the line there. You're not going to put anything inside of this temple. My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And unless I actually already have a medical reason for you to open up or put things into my body, I'm just not keen on doing that. So I'll
tell you what, I'll tell them you can do it if I can do it to you first.
Well, check this out. Now, I'm doing this purely for the sake of our online people who are watching this by video. Now, for those of you that, I apologize if you're on audio, you won't be able to see this if you're listening to the radio, but go to mindhisbusiness.com. I will upload the video. Somebody is laughing hysterically on your
I know
on your live.
They are. They are cracking up. You can do YouTube.
Check this.
You can do YouTube.
Now,
as well.
For those of you that are watching,
this is awful.
Look at this on the video. They show you a demonstration of how they go into your booty hole.
It's getting me upset.
I'm gonna turn off the music so you can hear he's speaking in Chinese.
You're gonna have to put it closer, Vicky.
Well, he's speaking it. He's not speaking in English.
Oh yeah, that's right.
But I want to show you how they swab your booty hole in China. Now, this is only about 30 seconds long. So for those of you that are listening, just go to mindhisbusiness.com and you can watch the replay or go to our websites. Now, he's showing how they swab in the booty hole over there in China. Why did he rotate it? Can you imagine all the doo-doo and fecal material that's going to be on that swab? I'm sorry. You're not. Let me back that up. Look, I'm going to back that up again.
I think that's ain't nothing but trauma training is all that is.
In the booty hole. And you don't nobody stick nothing in the booty hole that easy.
Yeesh.
And then he's rotating it. Nope.
Don't make me throw up. Okay. I mean it.
No. But if they can make us subject ourselves to this, why couldn't they make us subject ourselves to a mark in order to buy or sell or keep a job or go to school or live in your home or whatever it is that they might do? Who's to say that that's not going to be down the pike? Now, I'm not saying that I know anything. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying read your Bible. Your Bible already tells you that by the time you make it to Revelation 13, it says he shall cause all, great and small, rich or poor,
right,
to receive the mark in your right hand or in your forehead. And anyone who does not receive this mark, you're going to lose your head. So
they already got the guillotines.
So
what about all them? What about all them body bags that they storing up and everything else? Listen,
yeah.
And listen, you know, show me in the Bible.
How to be me.
Show me in the Bible where they got to swab my booty hole.
Right.
If you can show me a scripture.
Show me chapter and verse
show
about my booty hole.
Show me chapter and verse. Okay? That says, thou shalt enter. Okay?
But now,
no, it's going to be a
problem.
But now I'm going to say this,
though, and this is going to get you. Sodomy is an abomination to God.
Yes.
You know what sodomy is? Sodomy is, in a sexual sense of speaking, it's putting a penis into a rectum, into an anal. But in general, sodomy is anytime you're inserting something into the anus or the rectum. Just not, you know, forget about the sex, forget about all that. When you're inserting something in to the anus or the rectum, that's a form of sodomy. Why? Because your anal colon is designed to have waste come out. It's not designed to have things go into it. Okay, this is not a gay thing, LGBTQ. This has nothing to do with that. I'm simply saying, why would they choose your rectum for grown adults? Couldn't I swab my own booty hole and just give you the sample? Why you got to swab my booty hole?
Well, that's what they do. They tell you to do something and then stand it back on a stick.
Like, okay.
Well, those called lunch, they tell you to do something.
I'm a woman of a certain age. And so I was told that I needed to get one of those colon, you know, check your colon things, right? Mm-hmm. And I care about my health. So even though I found it a little bit distasteful, I said, okay, I'll go ahead and do it. So they sent the package. And the way it works, without getting too graphic, is you go ahead and you have a bowel movement. And then you're supposed to take this little stick and you take a little piece out of the bowel and you put it in the specimen cup and then you, wrap it up and you mail it in.
What I saw was you had three spaces and you had to smear three spaces when I looked at it.
That's a different test.
Oh.
But still, it was something that I did and then I delivered the specimen, but I did not have to go up my booty hole in order to do it. I didn't have... Okay.
Build a fence around me every day.
All I'm saying is that this is all part of the condition. That's all I'm saying is that this is part of the tsunami. And right now we seem relaxed because, well, they're telling us the case counts are going down and they're telling us that we've got all these, you know, warp speed in place. That was from Mr. Trump. They're telling us that the vaccines are being issued and that we're going to get them out equitably to everybody and the most vulnerable are going to get them first. They're saying all of these things because they're wanting us to believe what they're trying to tell us. And for a lot of us, we've been told all of our lives, trust the people in authority, trust the scientists, trust the government. You know, they're there to help and they would never do anything wrong to the people. You know, we've been told that for a long time. And so it's natural. I'm telling you, it's natural for you to think that they have your best interest at heart. But I showed you that there's a mystery of iniquity that is happening behind the scenes. And so now is not the time for believers to relax. Now is not the time for believers to say, oh, we can go back to normal now. Because they've already told us that even when you take the vaccine, it does not prevent you from giving it to anyone else. Mm-hmm. It does not prevent you from catching COVID. It will not get rid of the mask. You still have to wear the mask. And they can't guarantee 100% effectiveness of either the current vaccine or any variants in the future. So what are we really doing here? Even if they got 75 to 90% of everybody to take these gene therapies, it still would not necessarily cause them to open everything back up. And they're selling us a bill of goods to say, well, you know, once everybody, this herd immunity, which, by the way, they changed the definition of herd immunity and what even that means.
Come on.
Herd immunity used to mean if everybody caught it and built up antibodies, if enough people did that, then there would be no more people that could catch a certain disease because everyone had had their antibodies. Well, they recently, within the last 6 months, changed the definition. See, they can change definitions in order to make them mean something different. Now they're saying, well, if 75% or more of the people get the vaccine, then we will achieve herd immunity because everyone will have been vaccinated. And now they're saying herd immunity is based upon vaccinations. Does that not concern you? That for the last 6,000 years of human history, we haven't needed any sort of injections to keep human beings alive? But now all of a sudden, you're saying that you have to do some sort of technology or scientific intervention in order for our bodies can do what they can naturally do naturally, but you're saying you have to do something better? Isn't that playing God? I don't know.
Listen, right here, I'm going to read this scripture. And I'm going to lean on this button hard, okay? Proverbs. And I said, Proverbs. Y'all know it by heart now. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 10. And it says, and I may read down a little further, my son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. Let me go to verse 11. If they say, come with us, let us lie in wait to shed blood. Let us lurk secretly for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them alive like Sheol, and the whole like those who go down to the pit. Look at this. We shall find all kinds of precious possessions. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in your lot among us. Let us all have... Listen, this is the crap. This is the mess that's going on today. People are doing a lot of this mess. It says, my son, do not walk in the way of in the way with them. Keep your foot from their path, for their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread. You have to understand, these are nets that are, these are nets that are being cast out there. These are traps that are being put out there on the innocent. It's being put out on the innocent. And you have to understand, if you don't care about innocence or babies or anything else, you couldn't possibly care about anything else in your life.
Well, and
in your life, if you don't care,
you got that right,
about innocent and people who are the poor, you there's something loose. There is a loose bucket bowl. I'm telling you now, that is some mess.
Well, even Merck, Merck, M-E-R-C-K, they were also trying to develop a COVID vaccine.
But they stopped.
They stopped. And this article just came out on Friday, last Friday, the 29th. It says, Merck stops developing a COVID vaccine. Better immunity is found through natural infection. Basically, what they're saying is you'd be better off just catching COVID and recovering from it than taking their vaccine.
But it says 99% of the people do recover from COVID. Is that correct?
98 to 99% of people who have caught COVID, by the CDC's own mocked up numbers, have recovered. U.S.-based vaccine company Merck announced it is stopping all further development on both of its COVID-19 vaccines since the results gave less protection than was gained from natural infection. That means if you just catch COVID and recover. Merck announced the news in a press release saying all production and development on both of its vaccine candidates would cease. Both candidates were made in conjunction with other companies. It found that the immune responses gained from both vaccines were inferior to those seen following natural infection, as well as those which were seen in other COVID-19 vaccines. Yada, yada, yada. Okay, so, you know, there's a lot more there. But what I'm trying to say is that this is not over. Because if they can get us to mask this year,
they're swelling up, they're drawing up,
and they can get us to take experimental gene therapies, which is what it is, until the FDA has approved it, it's still considered experimental. And yes, they have given emergency use authorization, but that's a sleight of hand. It has not been approved by the FDA.
I think sleight of hand is always tricks. Tricks are kids, you know? You got sleight of hand, that's trickery.
Well, right. But what is it going to be next?
Right.
Will it be, you keep, you know, your vaccine passport has to be continually
updated? Next thing, can we go inside your back and go into your spinal fluid? Get out of here.
Well, they already in China going in your booty hole.
It's awful. It's just awful.
Now, remember when I played you the Pfizer? They're trying to say now that it was... Their message was misrepresented. Pfizer, this was from Associated Press. The Pfizer phone message about vaccine approval was misrepresented. Pfizer acknowledges on its own information line that its COVID-19 vaccine has not been fully approved or licensed by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, that's the FDA. Now they're trying to spin it by saying, oh, that was missing context. It received a emergency use authorization for the vaccine from the FDA, but they still await full vaccine licensure, which is expected to occur later this year. So why can't we all just wait until later this year when they get the approval? Do you see what I'm saying? Why are they in such a hurry?
There's a lot of people that are still, there's a lot of people that are saying this. There's so many people that died. So many people that died from this COVID. That's what they're saying. You got to get this vaccine.
Well, they're saying that.
They don't, this is emotional, remember?
It is emotional.
Okay? They don't care about nothing else.
And that's why I try to really be gentle with you, my listener, my family, my friends, my loved ones. I try to be as gentle as possible.
Because they're saying, unless you've lost somebody, unless somebody died with COVID. Now, I know for a fact my dad caught COVID. Thank God he's still living. He's 82 years old. You know? But he said he tested positive and he was very, very ill. And so was my cousin. And they caught it. But what if he had died of COVID?
Well,
would I be saying, y'all hurry up and run and get that vaccine? Matter of fact, I better run and go get it. No, I wouldn't. Not me. That's not everybody, but that's me.
You know, oh my gosh.
I don't want to wait.
Wait a minute. Let me read some of these comments because I haven't been checking the comments for a while. Oh my gosh. You guys have been blowing up the comments here. But you're right. You're absolutely right that regardless, our life is in God's hands.
Yes, it is.
The time that we pass, but that I'm not is
testing,
in God's
but
hands.
I'm not testing the Lord either by taking the vaccine and saying, oh, well, if I die, that's like a lot of people that go mountain and rock climbing with no rope.
I'm not doing it.
I'm not. Y'all know you think it's fun. Oh, he died doing what he loved. I hate to tell you, that's dumb to go rock climbing with no brace, no nothing on you. If your fingers give out, you get one of your fingers get broken and you fall to your death. At least he died doing what he loved. That's stupid. Many more years was in you for your children, your cousin and them, look, your grandbabies, and so on and so forth to be up there on them doggone rocks with nothing. It's dumb. I'm sorry, Jackie. It's dumb.
It's dumb. Let me read you a few of the comments there. Let's see. Amen, amen. They are even saying the vaccine won't necessarily prevent you from spreading it. That's true. Somebody else said, COVID, I had my first shot. And so we got folks out there that have the opinion that taking the shot is okay. So as you can see, I'm not saying one way or the other. Each person, I'm trying not to laugh. Stop it. Every time you say booty hole.
That's you, Jackie.
Yes, that is me. Y'all silly. Stop. Every time you say booty hole. Stop. What kind of specific situation do you need to swab my booty hole?
Right, exactly.
And somebody said, right, it's all grooming. Sounds like BS to me. Thanks you all for all information. I needed that information. Absolutely. Ha ha ha. Amen. So, I'm making light, but I'm being very serious.
Yeah.
Each person has
people putting thumbs up on there. On
each
Instagram.
Person has to decide how. See, each you have to listen to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you into all truth. That's what it says in John. And that's what we're trying to encourage you to do is don't just accept what the media says because nobody in the media is proclaiming to be Christians. And if they are, they have this version of Christianity that is only about love and not about justice. And it's not about truth. It's about emotions. And that is a sign of the end times when the church, when it says people have itching ears, they want you to say what they want to hear and not necessarily what's true because truth makes you uncomfortable.
They want you to make them feel good. Just talk the nice stuff.
And so we want to talk the nice stuff because we love you, but we also want to encourage you into righteousness. We want to encourage you into faith. We want to encourage you into following the fruit of the Spirit, yes. The leading of the Holy Spirit, the Word.
Yes.
That's why every week I try to give you the scripture, because it is the Word of God that has life.
Did you turn the music back
on? And yes, I did.
Good job.
It's the Word of God that has life. And once you really have put your life hidden in Christ, no one can take it away from you.
Right.
And God knows when we're going to take our last breath. He knows if it's today, tomorrow, 20 years from now. He knows when that time is. And we can trust that if we stay hidden in Christ, that he will bless us no matter how great of a storm is coming, no matter how much of a flood is coming, no matter how much of a tsunami comes and crashes on the land. If we stay in Christ, he will keep us either protected in the storm, or he will give us the grace and the patience and the ability to withstand the storm. And that's my encouragement to each and every one of us as we close out for this week.
Yes, Lord. That it says, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up.
Amen.
He said, the scripture that I read this morning was, Father, I don't pray that you remove them from the world, but that you would keep them from the evil one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I believe. He that endures till the end shall be saved.
I just had a little brain burp there. That means to your end. That means until you die.
Right.
That doesn't necessarily mean until the end of the Antichrist or the end of the Revelation or the end.
Exactly.
That doesn't necessarily mean that.
Exactly.
It means until you take your last breath. If you endure to the end, you'll be saved.
Yeah.
If you keep your faith in Christ,
yes,
until your very last breath, and you don't sway from that, you will be saved.
Yeah.
Whether your last breath is today, tomorrow, or there's some extreme circumstances that you must face, endure to the end. Hold your faith until the end.
Right.
Any last words before we wrap up?
Just let them know that we love them. Let's pray for them.
Yes, okay? Go for it.
Oh, Father in heaven, we always want to acknowledge you for your wonderful, wonderful deeds toward us, God, and for your wonderful love for us, God. Right now, everyone that's under the sound of our voices, we pray that the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, that you would lovingly pray for them. Father, I pray because you know that the Holy Spirit knows your mind and your will towards every person. Father, I pray that where comfort is needed, give comfort. Where joy is needed, Father, please place joy. Father, where finances are needed, please meet every need, like you always do, Lord. You never cease to fail us, and we thank you. And we want to remember to thank you. Now, Father, I ask that you open up their mind, their will, their intellect, and their emotions, God, to you. I pray that, Father, they would only listen to you. You said, my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. Open up the mind. Open up the eyes of their intellect, Father. Help them to see. And, Father, for those that need the experience, give them experience, Father, with you,
yes,
that they may see in the Spirit what's going on in the Spirit. Father, right now, there's someone that's sick. There's somebody that's hurting in their body. There's someone that's stiff in their legs, Lord. There's someone that's taking ibuprofen. I just see they're taking ibuprofen and lots of it. Father, I pray that you would heal their body, Father, naturally, that you would give them the answers naturally, Father, so that their system can get clean and clear, Lord, and so that they can be about your business, Father. Father, I pray that you would lead and guide every person, Lord, to give them the answers that they have been seeking about people, about their businesses, Father, about the way to go. I pray that you would answer their prayer. You said where there are two or three that are gathered in your name, Father, there you are in the midst.
Yes.
So, Father, you know. So I'm praying right now, that we would agree with them, Lord. And we pray that you would bless them, Father. Keep your hand of protection around them. Don't let them go, Father. Don't let them go. Don't let them go, Father. Father, it says that you went about preaching. You went about healing. Help us to tell someone about you, God. Help us, Lord, to be able to occupy ourselves until you come. And last but not least, Father, there are people who are brokenhearted. There are people who don't go to church anymore. There are people who just don't believe anymore. Father, I pray, you said that none should perish. Give them an experience to truly show them who you are and how much you love them, and bring them back to you. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ, we pray, also known as Yahushua. Amen.
And Lord, I just want to add to that prayer right now that if they try to come to America with swabbing booty holes, that we will resist in Jesus' name. Let me be serious. We love you, and we
have you been drinking?
Well, listen. Amen. Amen. I'm seeing the comments. Amen. 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 Yes, we love you so, so much. And we,
and y'all keep praying for me too, for this weight that is coming off.
Yeah, thank I can you. See a little, I can see thank a little you, something coming down there a little bit.
Yes.
It's so a lot. I think that's an excellent place down. For us to end. So you have been hallelujah. Listening to the Mind His Business Show.
We love you so much.
On Gospel you. Music Omaha, yes. 100.3 FM. We will see you during our morning show. Somebody said, love y'all and appreciate the valuable information, yes. even yes. about the swabbing of the booty holes.
That's it. You taking a breathalyzer test. When we get done, I want no
breathalyzer.
What did you put in this cup? Is that vodka?
No, that's water.
Oh, man, I'm gonna check something. You done
listen,
did something.
I just have the joy of the Lord. That's all I have. The joy of the Lord.
My booty holes.
Okay. We'll but see. We do this show every Sunday at 5 p.m. Yes. Central Standard Time. Join us next week if you want to get the live show. Also, listen to our morning show that comes on between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. Monday through Friday on Gospel Music Omaha 100.3 FM.
Yes.
And make sure you visit and like our pages on social Yay. Media, both the Mind His Business. So put that in your social media, as well as Gospel Music Omaha.
Yes.
And visit both of those websites, mindhisbusiness.com, gospelmusicomaha.com. If you would like to, if for some reason you feel blessed by the information and you want to give us a, buy us a coffee, so to speak, you can cash app us at Gospel Music Omaha or $ Mind His Business.
Yes.
And we would greatly appreciate that. But even if you don't, thank you for listening. That is the greatest gift you could give us. Make sure you share the radio station and this broadcast with everybody you know.
Have a great week.
Wait, wait.
Almost done.
Okay.
Okay, y'all. We're doing the Bible Bowl. So, because remember we said last Ooh, time we would get
somebody,
it in.
Somebody said, I am the one that takes ibuprofen for bad cramps a lot. Thanks for praying. Love y'all, my sisters.
Hallelujah. Amen. Bless you. God's going to handle that for you, okay? He doesn't want you to be in pain, because pain leads to cortisol in the stomach and stress hormones going through the body. He doesn't want you going through that. What a wonderful praise report. Well, we'll just do the Bible Bowl next week, okay?
You want to do it next week?
Yeah, I was going to go ahead and read the question, but we'll just go ahead and just wait till next week.
Okay.
I can ask it, right?
Yeah, sure, go
okay.
ahead.
I need somebody to answer this for me, and then send me your Cash App, okay? Sarah's husband was who? Was it A, Abraham? Was it B, Jacob? Was it C, Ahab? Or was it D?
I can't see.
Ahasuerus. There you go. Somebody, come on, write to us. Tell them where to write to us. Let me know if you got the answer. Who was Sarah's husband? What was his name? All right, for the Gospel Music Omaha Bible Bowl, come on with it.
What you want me to do?
Yeah, send them to where they need to tell us the
well,
answer.
Well, send us a text to 402. Somebody said A.
A, who was it?
We got a comment on the live stream.
Okay, tell a. Alicia. Then, Alicia, go ahead and let me know what your Cash App is. All right. Thank you.
All right. So we'll end on that note.
Be ready for Bible Bowl next week. Be ready for Bible Bowl next week.
All right. This has been Mind His Business with Lady J.
And Love, your girl, yes.
And we'll talk to you next time.
Bless you.